Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Omud Aleph. We are on the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday learning Hilchos Chanukah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Reish Ayin, and we're at the Ramah, at the very bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin Mud Beis, in the middle of Sif Beis. There are a tremendous number of Dear Shur footnotes today. I don't know if we're able to squeeze them all in the 20 minutes that we have for the share. We'll do it as fast as we can. So the Ramah starts off and he says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim, sh'yesh kitzas mitzvah b'ribu yasudos. That there is a mitzvah to have sudos on Hanukkah, even though, as we pointed out yesterday in the Mechaber, that there is no mitzvah or obligation to have a suda on Hanukkah as opposed to Purim. Nevertheless, the Ramah says there is a mitzvah to have some sort of a suda. Why? Mishum deba'osan Hayamim haya Chanukas haMizbech. Big example from the Marami Prague, that there was the original Chanukas haMishkan that was occurring on Chaf Hei B'Kislev, which we'll now see in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin. He explains this. Rosh Lomar, the Chaf Hei B'Kislev Kedisa B'Medrash. On the 25th day of Kislev, the Medrash tells us that the Malachas haMishkan was Nigmar the Chaf Hei B'Kislev. The Mishkan in the Midbar was finished on the 25th day of Kislev. However, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Alo Shehim Tena Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Hakama Ad Nisan Shino Lebed Yitzchak." He wanted to wait till the month of Nisan, and that's why Vayiba Yom Hashmini. That's the Hakama haMishkan, which was on Ech. Ben Nisan, because that was the month that Yitzchak was born in. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted specifically to have the Mishkan erected in that day. Elishim ten HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to that day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to Kislev, I'll make it up to you. Alay l'shalim l'kislev, b'shlilin l'chanukas beis HaChashmonai. And therefore, the Chanukas beis HaMikdosh during the days of the HaChashmonayim occurred during the month of Kislev. V'gam, furthermore, shom bimei Antiochus timu ha-hecho. They were matame the hechol v'asu chanukas habayis b'shmona yomim melu. And in addition to the makeup for the original Mishkan's chanukas habayis, so too the chanukas habayis now from Antiochus matame the hechol occurred on the 8 days of Chanukah. Tisha foot number 23 brings down that even though it was only 7 days for the chanukas hamishkan and also the chanukas beis hamikdash with Shlomo Melech, nevertheless, for the Chashmonaim, it was 8 days because it's brought down in Megillah's Tainus, so Shrichim lived no system is Mizbeach. They also built a Mizbeach and be attacking all the Klisharis, and that took 8 days. The next paragraph has a whole discussion, could they light the menorah without the Mizbeach or not? And it brings down a machlokus amongst the poskim, Ayin Shom. Back to the Ramah says, "V'noah gin lomar zemiros v'sishbachos b'suda shemarim behem." If you're going to be marbe with the suda on Chanukah, you should make it into a suda that has zemiros v'sishbachos. V'os have suda smitzah, and that turns it into a suda smitzah. Brings down the name of the menhagim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Ches tells us zemiros u'adim benisui bas tamuchochol me'am aris. Im omrim shiros have a suda smitzah. This can turn a non-suda smitzah event into a suda smitzah. A Bas Talmuchachum shouldn't be marrying an Amoritz, but if she does, so one would have the original thought that it's not really a Sudas Mitzvah, but if they make it into a Sudas Mitzvah by singing Shiros to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could become a Sudas Mitzvah. The issue foot number 24 brings down Bizmanenu, this din doesn't apply because we no longer have Amoratzim like they did in times of the Gemara. Look in the issue foot number 24 for additional dinim on this subject, including that if two people are getting married who are mezalzel in the Mitzvah, so that certainly is not a Sudas Mitzvah. And once you really distance from those people because they could, Rachmona Litzlan, impact you. In the Bir Halacha, Di Ramas Benoag, and he brings down from the Marshal, Shekoshesh Roisha, Simcha Tiyem Morevis Ubelula, Besimchas Torah, V'Yatispato Mikriyosecha, that you should make sure that the Sudas Mitzvah that you're having shouldn't take away from your Torah learning, it shouldn't take the place of a Shir, and that it should include Torah. Those are the words of the Marshal. Chavetz Chaim then says it's a terrible thing that people nowadays, instead of going and learning Torah, they play cards. Harbu Harishu Asfarim Hakdosh said many great poskim were very much against this. Hashomer Nafsho Yerachak Mizeh, somebody who's really diligent in performance of mitzvah should be very careful not to do this. Tisha B'Av 26 brings down a whole discussion. Do we have the concept of Dorshin 30 days before Chanukah, the Halachos of Chanukah? So there are those that say yes, there is this concept as well here for Chanukah, even though it's a Din Rabbanan. And look for the details in this footnote. He even brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that there's a minhag to let the children out of school early on Rosh Chodesh and on Chanukah, ukefi haminhag ken yasu, and each place can follow this minhag if that's their custom. Tisha B'Av 25 brings down if a person has a personal miracle that happened to him and he makes a Sudas Mitzvah, so that's also included in this idea, Shasuda Sha'ose Bishvil Haneis, he Sudas Mitzvah, becomes a Sudas Mitzvah, Mishum Shekol Sudas Sha'ose Lezechen Flos Hashem, anything you're doing to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. The issue footnote number 27 discusses more the idea of people wasting their time playing cards and other games instead of learning Torah at a suda for Chanukah. And he says, many great gedolim tried to totally uproot this custom, but they weren't successful in doing so. And he brings down its pshita from the Moruk Tzia, sheyesh limchos biyad mishugoyim halalu shekovin osan l'schok. He says you really have to try to eradicate this custom that people waste their time on Chanukah doing crazy, silly things instead of spending your time as a real Sudas Mitzvah. Brings down the Chidah as well. Lo lahotzi hayomim elu b'schop v'kalas rosh. You shouldn't waste your time on Hanukkah and just make it into a day of partying and a waste of time playing cards. And the Chidah concludes and he says, Vade onesh ye onesh li'ovrei ritzono. And there certainly will become a judgment day. There'll be punishment to occur to those people, rachmona litzlan, that are going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. But then he does point out from the Shelos HaTshuvah Salmos Chaim that if a person doesn't have the capability of learning Torah, he just doesn't have that. So then playing these games for such a person might be appropriate rather than wasting time on doing other things that are far worse. Because habatala mevi'al idei shamum, it could lead to all sorts of inappropriate things if a person doesn't keep himself occupied. Rachmana litzlan, we see nowadays all the sorts of vices on the internet, etc. So maybe playing cards or dreidel or things like that is not the worst thing that a person can do if they're going to do something worse instead. He does bring down, it's a very kosher minhag that people do play dreidel on Hanukkah, and he brings up the Chasam Sofer that he bedavka would play on one of the nights dreidel with his family. He actually had a silver dreidel that he would play with. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Test. He says, Rotsoloma, but says that if a person goes and sings Zirus Dishishbachos, so then it becomes a Suda Smitzvah. V'chein Pasuk Rashal, V'abach, Rashal, V'abach, Kaye Shomim. They pass over here like this Ramah, which we'll read in a moment, that says you should have Gvina specifically on Hanukkah. In other words, there should be a Suda Smitzvah. Because of a Rashal, Shekol Sh'osa Kedei, Litein Shevach, Lamokim. If you're doing this Suda to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to Farsim HaNeis HaMitzvah, or to publicize the Neis of Hanukkah, HaKol Suda Smitzvah. Then it does turn into a Suda Smitzvah, and that's an appropriate way for a person to act. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yeshom Mashiach Lechol Gvin v'Chanukah. We specifically have a dairy meal, a cheese meal of Chanukah, because the miracle occurred with Yehudis that fed the governor who was going to assault her cheese in order to make him sleepy and drunk, and then she chopped off his head, as we'll see in a moment. So, Sheachilu Yehudis says, Ha'oyev brought down the Kobo and the Ran, and we'll see inside that story now in the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yod, he also Bito Shal Yochan Kohen Gadol. Yehudis was the daughter of Yochan Kohen Gadol, Vaisa Gzeira. There was a terrible, horrible decree by the Yevonim. Shekola Rusa, every woman who was about to get married, Tiboil the Tafsar Trila, first had to have relations with the governor, the local leader of the Goyim. So she supposedly was going to submit to him, and she fed him cheese and got him drunk. So she cut off his head, she showed the head to everybody, the Medrash tells us, and they all ran away, and that was part of the nace of Hanukkah, that the Chashmonaim were able to be victorious. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Ein maspidim mehen el l'chochem ufonav, you're not allowed to have a hesped on Hanukkah, except that the Chochem is right there, so then you're allowed to Nebuch, the Chochem that passed away, if he's there, you're allowed to have a hesped for him. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, vein mis'anin yom shemes v'ov o'ein. If somebody, Nebuch, their parents died on Hanukkah, the mother or the father, so we don't have a Tanis Yard site like we normally do, at least in theory, so if the parent died on Hanukkah, then there is no din of fasting on Hanukkah. As we'll see, if you did fast then, so then you actually have to do a makeup fast to atone for fasting on Hanukkah. And then he says, "V'tanis chalom b'chanukah." If a person rachmanel tzan has a bad dream and he wants to fast the fast to alleviate that bad dream, so ayin le'el and simon tov kuf samachesiv hey, which is talked about over there, those halachas of tanis chalom. Well, inyan tzedekah din, do you say tzedekah din or not? So also, this is learned previously. Ayin le'el and hilchos rosh chodesh and simon tov chav b'hagon the ramah over there. Ayin le'kamon and simon tov reish beish gimel. This will be discussed as well. Let's look now in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotnyad Aleph, and he tells us that this was already discussed in yesterday's shir in Sif Aleph, that we don't have Hespedim or Tanesim on Hanukkah. And the Mishbur continues, it says, V'im Avar V'sana Yom Shemes V'Avar V'imo. If a person did in fact go and fast on the Tanis Yard site on Hanukkah for his parent, the mother or father, Rachman al Tzad, who passed away, or if he fasted the Tanis Chalom, so Tzarek L'Mesav Tanis L'Tanisei Acha Hanukkah. So then you have to, so to say, have a fast to atone for fasting on Hanukkah because you shouldn't have done so. And he says, Ayin L'Nderek HaChayim Mashikos V'Zeh. This foot number 28 says that we calculate the yard site for a parent not on the day of Hanukkah. They pass away on the third day of Hanukkah, fourth day of Hanukkah, eighth day of Hanukkah, but you calculate it by the day of the month because some months you have Kislev is Chaser, some months Kislev is Malek. So a parent could have passed away on what would have been the seventh day of Hanukkah 1 year, and next year that could be the sixth day of Hanukkah, because if you go by the date on the calendar, it will be different than the date of Hanukkah. So you go by the date on the calendar. What about going to visit the cemetery on the yard site that occurs on Hanukkah? Many people have the custom that they go visit the cemetery where their loved one is buried on the day of the yard site. So are you allowed to go or not on Hanukkah? So there are different opinions. Some say yes, some say no. I ain't in this footnotes for those details. We don't do a Hakamas Matzeva, but the Minchas Yitzchak brings down Dayin Wais Atzal. That we don't do on Hanukkah because you often have Hespedim there and you're not allowed to have Hesped on Hanukkah. Dishabu number 30 brings down that a chassan who gets married on Hanukkah, the minhag is also that he doesn't fast as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Beis tells us that it says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Shom Kosap, She'ein Omrim B'Yom, She'ein Omrim Bo Tachdim, that we don't go and say Tzidik HaDin on any day that we don't say Tachdim. And of course on Chanukah we don't say Tachdim. The Kehen Lekam and the Simen Tov Reish Pesh Gimel, it says over there, Ayin Shom, the same idea. Abul of Dan B'Lachreim, the day before and the day afterwards, near the Ein Lahach Merlin in Tzidik HaDin, you are allowed to say Tzidik HaDin the day before and the day afterwards. Ayin Lekam and the Simen Tov Reish Pesh Vav, the Lin in Hespid, Gufa Arbe Mechil, even for a Hespid, there are those that are Mekel. The Yaf and Mir Tzil Ahach Mer, Kei Zaposki, the Machmir, Hespid of Dan. And if you want to be Machmir, not to have a Hespid on day beforehand, Umimelo gam tzidik hadin ein lomar, then you wouldn't say tzidik hadin. Nevertheless, I call upon him the achreim on the day afterwards. But vada ein lahachmir, certainly there's no reason to be machmir not to have a hesped on the day afterwards. For yuchal lomar tzidik hadin, and you could say tzidik hadin then as well. They can cause a priya begodim. This is brought down by the priya begodim. Avelus lukol yamanoi bechanukah. If rachmon al son a person lost a relative, so they do continue sitting shiva during Hanukkah. Hanukkah is not removing the requirement of shiva. Tisha for number 34 brings down. However, we do see by Purim, which is also within the Rabbanim, but it's different Sofrim, so it's a higher level. Purim does in some way minimize the Shiva, not that it cuts off the Shiva, but we don't go and do Shiva visits, and the person is not sitting Shiva on Purim. As opposed to on Hanukkah, he is. The issue footnote number 34 also brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal that an Oval doesn't participate in various Hanukkah Seudos or Tishin. However, on the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal says that he can. Mutter im ein mizamim shom elamin yonayoma. As long as it's purely just for Hanukkah, he would allow the oval to go. Back to Mishnah Berurah, he says, Onein potter miner Hanukkah. And Onein, a person Nebuch is waiting to bury his dead. They haven't been buried yet, so he's potter from all the mitzvahs, including near Hanukkah. Brings up an El Yerabba, because of El Yerabba, the Ishto Talik. His wife can lie for him, and therefore that's not a problem. The Mutter lanos Amen, Yishdel Saposkin. If he hears his wife lighting, can he answer Amen or not? That's a machlokus and Yerdea Simon Shimon Aleph. Tisha foot number 35 brings down after the burial. Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal brings down Shenu Chayv Lahachzor Lahadlik. He doesn't have to go and relight again because his wife lit for him. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that he was at Aninus during the first day of Hanukkah and therefore didn't make a Shechiyonu. When he lights the next night, he does not make a Shechiyonu. And indeed, in the issue foot number 36, he brings down that if the Onain did go and make a bracha and light the Hanukkah lift, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says you're not letting answer Amen to his bracha because it wasn't a proper bracha. Finally, we conclude the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'nira the main ishto imo v'uichibayis." If a person is alone in his house, his wife's not there. Yad the kaneros the presuming nisa. Then he can light the Hanukkah lift while he's in onen. However, ublo bracha. He shouldn't make a bracha. This brought down the name of the prima garden. Dishu foot number 37 explains, even though an onen is parted from all the mitzos, and therefore he should technically not have to do even presuming nisa. Nevertheless, Rav Chaim Kanievsky shlita brings down shekivin sheish deos in the Mishnah Berurah that are present in Siman Tov Reish Pesach Zayin, she pirsumi nisa docha afilu mitzvah in the Torah. It's so important, the idea of pirsumi nisa. So therefore, the onen should light the candles. However, he doesn't make a bracha, and that's because there are opinions to say that pirsumi nisa is not docha this concept of aninus. He brings down another reason why the onen should light, because Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down that not everybody knows that he's in aninus, and therefore people are going to see his house not having a light, and they're going to suspect that he's not an Eilech Hayid. Again, in that situation, he doesn't make a bracha. The reason is because he's not making a kind of mitzvah. He's just lighting because of the principle of Yisim Nikim, Me'ashem V'Yisrael, that people shouldn't suspect him of being a non-Eilech Hayid. Finally, the last words of Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nubeis, Cheresh She'eino Shomei V'Medaber, if a person is not able to hear, but he's able to speak, Chayiv Neir Chanukah, he does have light Neir Chanukah, Duki Pikeach Cholvar, because he's considered a perfectly normal, intelligent person and Chayiv in all the mitzvahs. The issue footnote number 38 brings down, it's the exact same, if the person can hear, but he can't speak. So he also is considered a full Pikeach in that situation and can go like the Chanukah Licht. This concludes the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Ayin, and we start now Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, which deals with the halakas near Chanukah or Makom Hanuchoso, how to light the Chanukah lift and where you light them. So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Tzorich Lizor Ma'od by halakas Neiros Chanukah. A person has to be very, very careful doing the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. Va'afilu Oni Hamisparnis Minat Stock, even a very poor person that requires stock of money to survive, Shoel should either borrow or Mochek Suso, or even sell the shirt off his back, Lokeach Shemen, to purchase oil to light the Chanukah lecht. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph tells us, Irina Gemara tells us, Harogil b'ner, if somebody's careful with near Chanukah, near Shabbos, having no banim tamidei chacham, he'll be zochet to have children that'll be tamidei chacham. And this is based upon the pasuk, Shneimar, ki ner mitzvah Torah are. Well, perish Rashi, as there, Rashi explains that the ner mitzvah is the Shabbos and Chanukah, and that will lead to a person having banim tamidei chacham. The Yeshivut number one brings down this kavanah of Haragil Bo from the Torah in Shulchan Aruch says, Shakavanah hi lemi shayzoyer lahadlik lekavod Shabbos ner yopeh. It's talking about a person who lights very nice Shabbos candles. And the Bach adds from the Torah, the Iker Chovas Hadlokim Mekayim Gam Im Eino Yofeh, because technically you fulfill the mitzvah even if you're not lighting with nice candles. Avol Medaktik Lasus Yofeh, if you try to go and specifically do it with the nice candles, you'll be Zochet Hav Tamid Chacham. Brings up for the Pele Yoetz, Shakavon Hi Shohaya Hakli Shemadik Bo Noah, that the utensil that you're lighting with should be beautiful, the Noki and clean, the Shiyadim Shemin Zay Zochet. You should try to use pure olive oil. And this is brought down in the Siddur of the Yavetz as well. Alternatively, it brings down from the Shavuos Yaakov that Rogil means somebody who's careful to do the mitzvah in the most ideal way and taking care of all the details of the mitzvah in a perfect fashion. Mishmur Sivkot and Beis tells us that the reason why a person has to go in light is Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, the importance of Pirsumei Nisa to publicize the miracle. Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Avilu Oni, brings down from the Rambam, this is very analogous to the Dalet Kosos, that's also Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Mishaburu Sivkot and Gimel is a misprint. It says Sivkot and Aleph again, but should be Sivkot and Gimel by the word Shoel. Aleph Psochem, you have to go and borrow, beg people to give you money on the Psochem, on the roads, or Mochik Susa, or sell your garment, or Maskeres, or even rent yourself out, sell yourself out, hire yourself out for somebody. Here you don't have to sell yourself or sell your possessions to do more than the basic minimum to do Hadlokas Neiros, which is one candle each night for one person in the house. Yeshivut number 5 explains why the normal rules of you only spend a certain amount of money for a mitzvah don't apply in this situation because of Pirsumei Nisa, Ayin and Yeshivut number 5, not everybody agrees to that, and Yeshivut number 6 brings down that if somebody doesn't have a house, so then these dinim don't apply as well, but he has a whole discussion, a very interesting discussion, Ayin and the rest of Yeshivut number 6, as to what is considered having a house, what's the size of the house, what about a person traveling on a boat, a plane, or a train. Ayin Shom, this Dirsha footnote. Again, we're running out of time. I have to rush to many, many more Dirsha footnotes. So Ayin Shom yourself for these very interesting discussions. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kama Neros Madlik, how many candles does the person have to light? So Balaylo Rishon Madlik Echol, in the first night, you light one candle. Mikan Velech, every subsequent night afterwards, we follow the opinion of the Beis Hillel, Mosif, Baholech, Echol, Bechalaylo. We add on an additional candle each night. Obviously, we all know this. On the second night, we light two candles. On the third night, we light three candles, etc. And the minhag, if you're doing mahadrim, and a mahadrim is, of course, that everybody in your household, except the husband and wife, are considered like one, but everybody in the household, they light their own set of full candles, one candle additional each night for each night of Hanukkah. And you can see this in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo, Balaylo, Rishon, where he says, the Gemara tells us, Mrs. Chana Ne'er Yishuv Beiso, Roshaloma, the Dai Ne'er Echad, Chobinei Beiso, B'cholai L'lai. Technically, you can fulfill one candle each night for your entire house. The Mahadrin, Madlikin Ne'er, Lukolech, V'yachud, the Mahadrin go one candle for every person in the house. And Bamahadrin Ahadrin, Yom Rishon, Madlik Echad, Mikavelech, Mosik, Olech, Echad, B'cholai L'lai, Achib, L'lachu, Nyu Shmona. By the eighth night, you have eight candles, and you do this for every single person in the house. And that's to remind us how many days have gone by already, so a person will know which day of Hanukkah they're up to. Again, Deir Shufut number 19 goes through, again, a very detailed discussion about a person who doesn't have a house and adds on additional dinim from the previous Deir Shufut notes, and Ayin Shom, and Deir Shufut number 20 brings down, Avshim Mitzvahs Ner Hanukkah, will tell us how Kol Echem Imnei Abayis, Kishar Mitzvos, everybody in the house has to do this, nevertheless, the mitzvah is technically on the house, and therefore, it would be adequate if there is, by the opening to the house, by the Pesach of the Bayis, you fulfill this idea of Pirsumei Nisa just by having even one person light instead of everybody necessarily lighting. That's why it's only Mahadrin or Ahadrin that everybody lights. The issue number 21 brings out, why do we have such a Hidur Mitzvah concept over here more so than by every other Mitzvah? Here it's everybody lights. Kenayin Ara, Baruch Hashem, if you have the financial ability to do so, which Baruch Hashem today is much more easily available than it was years ago, so everybody lights Mahadrim and Mahadrim. So why do we do this specifically by Hanukkah and not by other Mitzvahs necessarily? So he brings down, this is because of, again, Pirsumei Nisa, the importance of Pirsumei Nisa. He brings down another reason from the base of Levi. The whole idea was that it was a Hidur Mitzvah. We technically could have lit the candle with the Tomei Dika oil or with Tomei Dika people because Tum Hudri B'tzibra if you don't have a choice. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, went out of his way to make a nace for us, so therefore we do Mahadrim and Ahadrim, and that's a beautiful reason why everybody does Mahadrim and Ahadrim for this mitzvah. Other reasons given, since this was the Chanukah HaMizbeach, this was a new beginning always has to be done in the most perfect way. You can't do a B'diyevet to begin something new. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey. He says, "V'meishlo tishah neiros." If a person only has nine candles, yadlik b'leil sheni shtei neiros. So then you light one on the first night, you light two on the second night, and then one every other night. If a person has 10 candles, yeshlo asar neiros. So afal bikin lo yadlik rak b'leil sheni shtayim. Then only light two on the second night, b'leil shlishi lo yadlik shtayim. Don't light two on the third night, rak echos. You only light one. Dishfut number 11 discusses this in more detail. Ayin Shah. Back to the Mechaber, I never finished reading the words of the Mechaber. He says, if you light one additional one every light on the eighth night, you, Shmoni, you'll end up having eight candles. We have in Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Vav and many other Dishfut and Sadu, but we run out of time, but this will conclude today's shir.